inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we focus on invasive species. And with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Well, last year, I remember we talked about orange hawkweed, as some of these species were kind of troublesome in the Juneau area. And can you remind us a little bit about what it looks like?
Sure. This is one. drive along Glacier Highway. I mean, drive along the highway around Fred Meyer's, down to the old Walmart and anywhere along there, you'll see patches of the plant. Right now it's flowering. It's a pretty orange flower. Grows about up to about a foot tall or so. And it's kind of a fuzzy. It is related to, there we say, dandelions and sunflowers. So it's in the composite family. And it does spread fairly quickly underground by runners, as well as spreads by seeds. So it is becoming a problem, and trying to think that we can control it is pretty much wishful thinking, along with some of the other invasives. But at least some of them, we can, you know, make a small list of them at least today, and homeowners should at least try to control them if they're starting to sneak into their yards, because they can take over into lawns, into flower beds, and other places.
And when you mean controlling, does that just mean manual methods, trying to pull them up and get rid of the runners and that sort of thing?
That's one way, unfortunately, with some of these, like orange hawkweed, Japanese knotweed, and some others. The problem is that the bits of roots that are left behind can easily sprout. Doing some of that control is a good thing, at least to take the tops off it so the seeds don't increase. And then if we can cover those areas with something like black plastic or the heavy-duty woven black fabric, and you may have seen the city or the state and private people doing exactly that, like along the highway, covering these patches over with fabric and then weighting them down with rocks, bricks, whatever you have, to try to kill off those bits and pieces of roots that are left in the ground. You know, Japanese knotweed is another good example of it, but it's a lot larger, taller plant that's more difficult to control.
I know we've talked about Japanese knotweed in previous years as well. What are some of the other species out and about in the Juneau area?
Some of the common ones, there's one, again, that is, because it's flowering right now, it's really obvious, is called reed canary grass. And that's one that, it was originally sold as in seed mixtures for spraying along highways, for revegetating the banks, you know, to hold the banks. It does, kind of like the orange hawkweed, spreads by both underground runners and seeds, but it's got lots of very tiny seeds which can blow off on the wind. And it is tall. It grows up to 4 to 6 feet tall. Again, right now, if you're along the ferry terminal, is a really easy place to see it, but it's in a lot of other places too. Tall, very feathery seed heads on it. And it too is spreading and is a problem, even a bigger problem down south. I'm afraid we've lost the battle on this one too here, but it can spread out into the wetlands, and it can overtake other native plants, so basically removing habitat. You know, the Japanese knotweed shades out everything underneath it. Nothing grows underneath that. The orange hawkweed becomes a fairly solid mat, is quite invasive. Some places around here, and some of these plants are sold in nurseries, as much as I hate to say it, Irish moss, bishop's weed, lady's mantle, foxglove, daisies. Some of these, again, were sold in seed mixtures for revegetation. Daisies, particularly the sweet rocket, which is blooming all along Twin Lakes, beautiful pink and white flowers. But again, it's an invasive, it's a biennial, so it seeds itself like crazy. And so then once you have it, you know, if you turn the soil over, seeds are in the soil waiting to spread. And even foxglove is listed in the Alaska Selective Native Plants booklet, pamphlet, that the Cooperative Extension puts out.
Well, admittedly, I'm not very good at identifying all these species. Where do I find some sort of resources if I want to see what Irish moss or bishop's weed or Japanese knotweed, what they all look like, so I can identify them properly?
Okay. So So certainly, you know, going online, Google or Bing the name of them, and you'll come up with lots and lots of photos of these different plants. I mentioned this pamphlet that the Alaska Cooperative Extension puts out, and it's a little pocket guide that you can actually carry with you, which has pictures and talks in there about control or how not to spread it. You know, don't rototill this stuff, because, again, so many of these things spread by the small pieces of broken roots. They are very successful, unfortunately. And some of them, again, spread by seeds. This Irish moss looks like little green moss. I mean, grows maybe a half inch to an inch tall and is sold as an ornamental ground cover. It has tiny little white flowers, and unfortunately, it's another one of those that I have it in some of my flower beds. Unfortunately, I weed it. That one, at least, I can spray bleach or vinegar on it, and I can kill it off. The problem is, of course, if it's in between ornamental plants, you've got to be extremely careful with what you spray. And again, some folks may use Roundup on some of these plants, or glyphosate, the herbicide. And some work better than others on certain ones. Some of these plants are extremely tough to get rid of. So again, what we are kind of aiming for is some control. Keep them out of our garden if we can help it, or if we have some of these that are spreading into them. Again, try to cover up the patches with black plastic, which unfortunately is not a very aesthetically appealing look in your garden. But, I mean, that may be the best way to go.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO.